Strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Dr. Janita Petrelli, who's a nutritionist, has a clinic in Costa Rica where she helps people get off their psychotropic drugs and many of the other nutritional problems people have, and people come from all over the United States and other countries for treatment because so many of our patients are addicted to psychotropic drugs. I'm talking about things like Prozac and Luvox. And once you get on these, it's very, very hard to get off of them. We have about 2 million American children who are addicted to Ritalin today. Who got them hooked on the drugs? Why, the school nurses, their family doctors. And of course, Ritalin works exactly through the same pathways as Dexedrine and a methadrine, a methamphetamine, and cocaine. And, of course, it has a psychological impact on the children. It actually stunts their growth. They have smaller brains, and we're poisoning our children. But there are many examples of how they're poisoning the American people today. And certainly I had the pleasure of meeting Janita. She's the a niece of one of my close friends, Dr. John Petrelli, who was an infectious disease specialist who died in our community many years ago, but had an impact on all of us. And it was so pleasant to meet Janita because we look at what's happening, the poisoning of the American people through similar rise. And she, of course, is putting a big conference on the 13th of December, as I recall. That is the 13th, isn't it, Janita?
Yes, December 13th in Santa Cruz at the University Inn.
Is that on a Sunday?
Yes, it is. Green Mental Health Care Day.
Okay, and I'm going to be there speaking there, but I don't think anybody wants to hear me talk if people wanted to come and hear the other things. But, Janita, why don't you tell our listeners why you are so concerned about what's going on today, as every American should be, and of course very few are because they don't understand. There's an intentional, organized, orchestrated effort to poison the American people. You go right ahead.
Well, there's many reasons why I'm concerned, but to put it in a nutshell is because we're suffering the exact same demise of society and our health from these psychotropic drugs that psychiatrists and the family doctors now are given license to prescribe, as we are and were from street drugs, because they are identical to street drugs. And when we say that they work exactly in the same way on the brain, this is clinical truth. This is science. You know, it's been tested. We do PET scans. You know, there's molecular breakdowns of Ritalin, and when you look at Ritalin, Ritalin's molecular structure and cocaine's molecular structure, there's very little difference. And in fact, the only difference that I can see is that they've closed a couple of molecular chains so that the regular enzyme in the body that would break down cocaine very quickly, which makes cocaine's half-life very much shorter, meaning, you know, how long it stays in the body. Very much shorter. Actually, it closes that chain so that the body can't break Ritalin down as quickly. This is how they get away with giving less dosages that last longer in the body. But it also, by the way, does a lot more damage to the body, because the longer a half-life is of a drug, the longer the drug has in contact with the cell, and the longer it has in contact with the cell, the more damage and oxidative stress it causes to the entire body. So, but that's just Ritalin. I mean, you know, Risperdal, these other, you know, stimulants or amphetamine-like. And when we say like, I mean identical, except that they've closed the chain so that the enzymes cannot be broken, the enzymes cannot break them down as quickly as the street drugs, which are mostly made from natural substances, except methamphetamine. So anyway, you know, and we're suffering the same, when I say the same, you know, mayhem in society. It's not just the cost and the disease and death that the drugs are causing. And by the way, every single school shooting, mass school shooting, is associated with these drugs. Suicides, murder, violent crimes, domestic violent crimes, robberies. It's not just the prescription of these drugs and the cost of the drug itself that's costing us so much. It's everything of the aftermath, the car accidents, the increased about one-tenth of emergency room hospital visits are due to the side effects of these drugs, increased hospital admissions, incarcerations. We have to, you know, house and support these people that become so disabled by taking the drugs that they can no longer function and go to work. You know, they start suffering from tardive dyskinesia, liver failure, all these diseases that come up that we have to, you know, our health care budget has to pay for. So this is really crippling society as a whole. You know, no one is untouched by, you know, this deluge of destruction to health and society that these drugs are causing. We are all affected.
And I think if you look at America today, you realize, of course, one in every 100 Americans, adult Americans, is in prison. About one in every 32 adult Americans is in prison, probation, or parole. One of every three young black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole. Why is this happening? Well, because of the crime in our country. But why, for instance, is there so much violent crime in our country? You don't see this in many other countries. Certainly we have more people in prison today than they even have in communist China. But let me point out that at least part of this is intentional poisoning of our people. Now, why do I say that? Well, because, of course, one of the things is, and this has all been studied by Dr. Roger Masters at Dartmouth, and we have his papers, one of these is because we're fluoridating our drinking water with something called hydrofluorosilicic acid. And people keep talking about the importance of protecting children from dental caries by fluoridating the water. And we could debate that all day, which, of course, I believe is a flagrant lie. But they do not use sodium fluoride to fluoridate the water. They do a bait-and-switch operation, and they put in something called hydrofluorosilicic acid that's so toxic you can't even dump it in the oceans. Too toxic to dump in the ocean. So they put it in their drinking water to get rid of the pollution by dilution. And that's the solution to the problem. And in the process, they get lead, drink water. We'll talk about that when we get back. And to moist our people, they know what they're doing. That's the criminal.
Elizabeth Locker Plant in Elizabeth reminds listeners that last year many fatal accidents involved a drunk driver. Please help make this holiday season a time of joy, peace, and celebration for all of our local families. If you've been drinking, don't drive. That message is courtesy of Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call Elizabeth Locker Plant at 688-2240. That's 688-2240. Serving our area since 1943. The Huntley family are on the air because they care. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, I can stand back here, and I guess this morning, Dr. Anita Petrelli, let me just briefly mention that we were talking about the fluoridation of water with hydroflow silicic acid. Now, about 67% of our communities have fluoridated water today. 90% of those use hydroflow silicic acid, not sodium fluoride, because they've done a bait and switch. The bait was dental caries in children. The switch was, now we're going to order add a toxic product to our drinking water. It's so toxic you can't put it in the rivers. You can't even put in the toxic dump unless you pay a great deal of money. So the solution to the problem of pollution is dilution in our drinking water. They have tested the level of lead in the blood of children in the areas where they have done added hydrofluoric silicic acid to the water. They find that it is elevated, certainly in all of those communities. It doubles in whites. It goes up four times in blacks, four times in Hispanics, six times in blacks. In other words, the level of lead in the blood of the children in those areas, they've tested 450,000 children. The largest series of studies ever done was done by the CDC. They know what they found. But what does that have to do with what we're talking about? Why, in those areas, the incidence of crime goes up, especially in blacks, because lead leads to raids, criminal activity, lowers the intelligence. They're poisoning the black children. It's all worked out by Dr. Masters at Dartmouth, totally suppressed by the media. Same thing, of course, happens to a lesser extent with whites, but in this instance, they've targeted blacks. They know what they're doing. You say, that couldn't be true. I mean, we'd hear about that on 60 Minutes. No, you wouldn't. 60 Minutes is used to get you to go along with the government program of euthanasia, so we can do away with Granny, you know, when she gets old, and I watched the program last night. It's all about going along with one or another of the government programs, but the real important things you're not going to hear about on 60 Minutes or 2020 or the other major television. But what Janita is telling you about what they're doing with Ritalin and the other products is absolutely true, but they're poisoning us in so many ways that nobody has ever told the people. And that's why Janita and her writings and her effort to inform the people is so important. Janita, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, you know, Doctor, I'd like to add to that. What really concerns me is people think, well, you know, they're putting the stuff in the water. They've been putting a lot of stuff in the water. I don't have to worry. I drink bottled water. I have to correct that on the show, because you're not avoiding contamination by drinking bottled water. This is because when you shower, you actually absorb transdermal contamination from exposure to any chemical can actually be far more dangerous and damaging to the body than eating or drinking it. Because when you take something in via the skin absorbs about a quarter of a gallon of water in a shower. I don't know if people know that. And whatever's in that water actually goes in directly into the bloodstream, bypasses the liver for a while, and is able to actually affect getting contact with every critical organ, including the brain, in the body, before it's detoxed by the liver. So what this says is that you are, even if you're drinking bottled water, whatever your water is being treated with, you are getting it through the skin, and it's actually doing as much, if not more, damage than if you were drinking it. And also we need to consider that even bottled water is bottled from areas, and nothing is isolated or protected today. The biosphere, everything is one in the biosphere. The only place in this world where everything is not one is in our minds. When we think we're separated, that we can separate or isolate ourselves from anything going on in our lives, our world, our community, our environment, we are wrong. That's the only place where everything is not fully integrated. So, but in the world, in the biosphere, everything is integrated. There's Zoloft coming up in our drinking water. Okay, there's Zoloft in bottled water. Nothing, you know, is protected. You know, the groundwater, well water, et cetera, it's all got something in it, you know. So there's actually shower filters that you can use to filter out. They're charcoal filters that you can screw right into the shower head that you can use that will filter out 99% of this stuff. So that's important to you know, an important message to relay to your listeners, because if you're drinking bottled water, you're not doing everything you can be doing to protect yourself from what they're treating the water with.
You're absolutely right, and I think people should really be concerned and understand that it isn't that the people, the powers that be, don't know what's happening. They do know what's happening, and they're progressively poisoning our children and us as well. So why don't we talk about some of the other things, some of the things that perhaps in the way of food additives and their disastrous effects. And the average individual has no knowledge because they don't. They can find it difficult to believe that our government would allow dangerous poisons to be put into our food and we consume them on a regular basis. Go ahead.
Well, yes, you know, and Doctor, what we're discussing actually is we're discussing solutions to the mental health epidemic that we are facing today. Now, there's no such thing as ADD, bipolar, all these labels that psychiatrists have given us, because there's no science to support them. You can go into three different psychiatrists on the same day and get three different diagnoses. There's absolutely, and give them the same symptoms and get three different diagnoses. There's absolutely no science behind these labels, but people are symptomatic. We definitely are suffering as a society an epidemic, a pandemic of mental stress disorders. And it's because of the very things that we're discussing today. So as you're listening, you want to consider, you know, getting rid of these things in your diet, in your water, et cetera, because they will begin to serve good mental health, and you will never have to, you know, be encouraged to go to see a psychiatrist. So, yes, the MSG and the aspartames and, you know, there's many food chemicals, by the way. In fact, you really shouldn't be eating anything in a box or a can if you can avoid it, because there's over 1,500 beyond, you know, the dangers of aspartame and MSG and all the ones that we know about, right? There's over 1,500 chemicals that I call them very irresponsible food distribution companies are putting in our food, and they don't even have to put it on the label because they have lobbied Congress and they've been granted the ability to not put them in because they're called GRAS. Generally recognized as safe. Now, we know that the FDA is not on our team because they're endorsing things like Vioxx that killed 60,000 people with heart disease. You know, they're allowing things into the market like aspartame that has more class action lawsuits against it and more complaints than any one product has ever received, that they have ever received since they opened their doors. They're shuffling through a deluge of complaints about aspartame, and very valid complaints, because aspartame does cause brain tumors, brain aneurysms, ADD, ADHD. It causes symptoms that they thought that there was an outbreak of multiple sclerosis. Now we're finding that it was aspartame's damage to the nervous system that was causing these symptoms. So these things are out there, but really, you know, you're not safe eating anything in a box today or out of a can because they can put 15 other chemicals that we do not know what they are because they don't have to put them on there. And we can't trust the FDA to determine that something is generally regarded as safe because they don't have a good track record at all. In fact, they have a very bad track record at protecting the consumer's health in America. So you know, do not rely on the FDA to determine what is generally regarded as safe for you and your family. Now, and also, you know, MSG goes by 40-plus different names now. They keep changing it. So, you know, and the FDA allows this. You know, you'd have to be a nutritional biochemist like myself to know, you know, all the different names. And to be honest with you, they play with even, you know, the scientific names so much that I can't even recognize them at times. So you know, you're better off going direct to organic whole foods, nuts, seeds, fruits, etc., as the base of your diet, and then, of course, you know, only pasture-raised meats if you're paleolithic, a paleo diet. If you practice a paleo diet, go for, you know, pasteurized organic meats from ethical organic farmers. And I'd also like to discuss a layer about another layer of organic farming. I myself do not even trust the USDA label for organic. You should, you know, go for your local label. I know that the Colorado area has excellent, ethics when it comes to organic foods. I would stick to your local labels as much as possible, because the USDA label has a lot of, they cut a lot of corners, and they're not really, you know, these big companies like Nabisco and et cetera, that are on one hand, you know, killing people and knowing it, you know, or getting into the organic game simply for the money and, of course, not for the ethics. And there's certainly, I question their ethics. I really do think that all these companies know what they're doing, and it's evil. They are trying, you know, they're enacting population control and simply, choosing to make a profit over the health of the people that are using their products. So you certainly don't want to endorse any company that's damaging you or anybody else, okay? And by the way, you know, we do not live, we have to take responsibility for the way things are, I believe, because we do not live in a democracy anymore. Those days are gone. With electronic voting, is the way, you know, what they do to, you know, lie to the people, and politicians say anything you want, that they know you want to hear in order to get voted in, and then, you know, they change the game after that anyway, once they're in. So, you know, we don't live in a democracy. I like to tell my people when I'm doing my lectures that we live in a dollarocracy. Today, you know, Wall Street runs Congress. We know that because the pharmaceutical companies are enacting laws to force drug our children, force drug pregnant women, force drug the elderly to get them off the books because Social Security is bankrupt. So, you know, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a dollarocracy. Wall Street, through the pharmaceutical and oil companies, are running our game today. So living in a dollarocracy, you have to consider every time you spend your money, every time you spend a dollar, you make a vote. You make a vote of which companies you want running Congress, okay? So you want to spend your money to empower the people that you know are ethical, that are taking care of business the right way, that are feeding you, that are, you know, offering food that you know is good for you, not bad for you, that are not engaged in population control, and you know, so you want your dollar to go to empower those people and disempower the people that have made trillions of dollars off of getting you addicted to foods such as MSG does. Aspartame and MSG are both addictive. They're stimulants. And very addictive stimulants. That's why they put them in everything. And be careful too, because they're even putting aspartame now, I know, in things that should have sugar in them. So, and why are they doing this? Because they know the game. They know that aspartame's killing people, sending them to psychiatrists, jacking kids up in the classroom, so they have to be sent to psychiatrists, and the list goes on.
And of course, aspartame has a great deal to do with fertility, and of course, so much of this is population control. In fact, if you look at the background of one reason to fluoridate the drinking water. It lowers fertility. The reason that they have the mercury in all of the vaccines that are not childhood vaccines. And remember, when they talk about childhood vaccines, they're not talking about tetanus vaccine. They've left it in tetanus vaccine because that's not a childhood disease. Anybody can get tetanus. They've left it in DPT because anybody can get diphtheria. And so many of the vaccines in America where you think that they've removed the mercury from the childhood vaccines, no, those are only diseases from childhood diseases are diseases that only children get, at least theoretically, but so many of the other diseases, meningococcus vaccine, tetanus vaccine, BP vaccine, it's still got the mercury in it, but it lowers fertility. That's what it's about.
Hoover and Harris, CPAs and Greeley, remind our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who've had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover and Harris, CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They think our area is a great place to live, work, and raise a family, and are on the air because they care about preserving that.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Geneva Petrolli. And Geneva, would you like to get your website out and the information you'd like to get? Now, remember, this audience is primarily in Colorado, Wyoming. Actually, when we had our conference we had a number of people come from that area to actually attend our conference, and we appreciated their coming. And because when we put our conference on, we got a real good turnout from people from other areas, but whether they'd be able to come on short notice. But anyway, why don't you tell them about your conference you're going to have? Maybe someone would like to come and learn about your concern and share with you about how they are currently poisoning our
Well, thank you. Yes, in fact, if you can't make it, what we're hoping to do and what I'm definitely going to be promoting is having a green mental health care day. We're going to pick a day in the summer, and we would like anybody from any major cities or their area, it doesn't even have to be a major city, to get in touch with me, and I'll help show them how to promote and have their own green mental health care day, because we'd like this to be a national thing by the summer. So, you know, there's Green Day, there's Earth Day. Well, we want to have a green mental health care day because this, you know, drugging of America is an epidemic. You know, when, you know, the government wants to, you know, put this focus on this flu stuff because, you know, they want to scare everybody into getting the vaccines. Who knows what's in that these days, what they're wanting to get into people and make a profit at the same time. But, you know, even conventional medicine wisdom has told people this is not a good idea, don't do that. So anyway, I believe the Green Mental Health Care Day is a day, and here what we're going to be celebrating in Santa Cruz, the day of educating first, showing people, because you don't know, you don't hear it on NBC, ABC, what these drugs, or these psychotropic, psychiatric drugs, are doing to people and to society. We're going to be showing a movie, Marketing of Madness, Are We All Insane? We're going to be showing that movie, which is going to, in very good detail, show exactly what's happening, why, and how doctors are being lied to. You know, when you're given a psychiatric drug, when you're prescribed a psychiatric drug, you're supposed to be provided informed consent. And what that is that your doctor discusses with you the risks and benefits of this treatment as well as other alternative treatments. Well, that's not happening a lot anyway, especially in psychiatrist's offices, but even if it were happening, how can you get, you know, all the information on the risks and benefits of a drug if your doctor's being lied to? So that completely negates the legality of the transaction. You cannot be provided true informed consent if your doctor doesn't have all the information to provide you. So anyway, so the Green Mental Health Care Day here in Santa Cruz on December 13th, we're going to be showing everyone the dangers of these drugs, the diseases, the health risks, the violence it's causing in society, such as kids taking guns to school and shooting other kids up. It's going to, and as well as child suicide. We've had two in the last week here in Santa Cruz, this town, because our county is pumped full of psychiatric drugs. I think, in fact, we have the highest rate of prescription psychiatric drugs of all counties in in California. I have to get that confirmed, but that's what I've been told. And then, of course, we're going to provide solutions. We're going to provide solutions for AIDS, what we call green mental health care, non-toxic, non-addictive, very safe alternatives to drugging for its conditions such as ADD, ADHD, anxiety, even schizophrenia. Dr. Abram Hoffer was extremely famous and extremely successful at even harder cases of, delusions and, I'm sorry, auditory and visual hallucinations, etc. So everything from anxiety to schizophrenia is going to be discussed getting rid of those symptoms with natural care. And then, of course, we are going to show what we can do in our community to change policy. There, here in Santa Cruz, and I'm sure it's very, very similar everywhere else in the world, because it's the way they've set it up, that all that is offered by county services is psychiatric services, and that is drugging. Okay, psychiatry equals drugging today. That's all they do. 99.9% of the time you walk into the psychiatrist's office, you come out with a prescription of very lethal drugs that pose very many health risks. So anyway, there are things that you can do. You can call and write your supervisors. You can find out the structure of your mental health board in your area and find out who's at the top of that. If it's a psychiatrist, that's a conflict of interest right there. You want to get that changed. You want an integrative physician, a functional medicine doctor up top there with a board of, representatives of the very, very proven and clinically proven modalities, health modalities that and techniques that help people in times of mental health crisis, such as acupuncture, chiropractic, nutrition, dietary education, you know, those sort of things that do produce excellent, healthy states of mind. We do have to look at everything that's in our environment and detoxify it, because it's the toxicity in our environment that is causing, and in our food, that is causing this epidemic mental health crisis that we suffer today, because they are neurotoxic and carcinogenic. So that's what we're going to be doing in Santa Cruz. And please, anybody that's interested in doing a Green Mental Health Care Day in your area, please get a hold of us at greenbodyandmind.com. Again, that's green body, and is spelled out, mind.com. And you can get more information on the event there. But please, and also if you do plan on coming, if you're able to come, we are giving it the day out free to veterans, seniors, and anyone on psych drugs. You just bring your prescription and you get in free. Probably the first event that's ever done that for people. But please, if you're going to come, RSVP if you're coming in for free, so that we know when to stop selling tickets. And if you are interested in getting a day like this off the ground in your area, please use the Contact Us link at that website and let me know. My assistant will get the email and will send it off to me, and I'll give you a call, and I'll discuss with you how we've set it up, getting sponsor booths, et cetera, so the day is paid for. There's no out-of-pocket expenses. I'm marrying the people that need the holistic services for, you know, mental health issues in the area with good. We have a rich body of practitioners here in Santa Cruz, you know, holistic alternative practitioners that are very, very adept at relieving their patients' mental health issues. It's an excellent day for everyone, a win-win for everyone.
How much are the booths that you're selling at table?
The booths are just $125 for the day. You get a 6-foot booth, which we provide, and you bring all your stuff. If you're a provider or a product provider, a service provider or a product provider of any health product or service that enhances mental health, you're welcome to get a booth at our event. And it's just $125 for the entire day. The day is going to go from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And there's going to be many, many people there looking for strategies, which we are going to provide, to obtain good, excellent mental health.
Okay, fine. And so that is Sunday, December 13th. And are you going to videotape?
Absolutely. We're going to get a bunch of it up on YouTube.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Anita Petrelli. Give us a call, 877-254-7524, right here at American Now.
Celebrate a free Festival of Lights night with friends and family at the newly redesigned Sable Landing Event Center Sunday, December the 6th at 5 p.m. Enjoy cookies, hot chocolate, exciting stories, and special music as you stroll through the Winter Wonderland Garden Courtyard. Sable Landing's located 1.5 miles east of I-25 and the Longmont Firestone exit, 5961 Sable Avenue. Call 303-651-6427. Come and enjoy the free Festival of Lights nights at 303-651-6427.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Keen Research and Development at 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keen Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keen Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Zita Petrelli, and people have to understand there is a population control agenda. I mean, why do you think that, for instance, the sperm count and sperm motility all throughout the world, male fertility, has dropped and dropped at least 50%? Do you think that that just all throughout the world has happened simply by chance? No. They're poisoning intentionally the people of the world. And every time you go to the doctor and you have a scratch, he gives you a tetanus shot, and he doesn't tell you that there is a thimerosal or mercury product in there that can influence the fertility of both men and women, because the doctor really doesn't know. He probably thinks that they've really taken the mercury out of all childhood vaccines. That means all vaccines? No. That only means a very small number of vaccines for diseases that are specific for children. They're still poisoning you with mercury, and that's one reason for the current effort to give everybody the influenza shot, the swine flu influenza. The children, 6 months of age, will get two shots of swine flu influenza and two shots of regular seasonal influenza shots in 21 days to destroy their fertility, their mind, their immune system. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. The epidemic is over. Certainly most of the people who've got the disease are already immune to it, and immunization will simply prime their immune system again, can lead to lifelong illness from autoimmune disease or other diseases. They know what they're doing. The epidemic is not a problem. Most of the people coming in now with the so-called swine flu influenza, if you check them out, don't have a swine flu. They're simply poisoning our people and poisoning our children. But now, no one, and your doctor doesn't know. He knows just what he's told, what he hears on 60 Minutes or on 2020 or ABC or CBS or NBC. And so they've done a very, very slick job of controlling the media so that they can poison the American people. Whether it's the aluminum in the vaccines, mercury in the vaccines, the fluoride in the drinking water, the aspartame and MSG in your food, they all work to poison the people, the GMO modifications. Why do you think they're storing seeds up above the Arctic Circle, all the seeds there, freezing them? Why? So that when, of course, they start over, they'll have good seeds. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Janita, do you think that the average individual really understands the population control agenda?
No, unfortunately, I don't. And, because we even speak about this, I'm sure that in some minds, we're considered extremists or et cetera, et cetera. But, the American people are so trusting of their government, because there was a day. We're still reeling from the days when, our government was truly represented by the people, and we could trust our government. There was a time in history where, our government was on our side and was looking out for our best interests. And while there was the evildoers, I call them, in our government, of course, they've always been around. They simply didn't have the power, the voice, and the ability that they have today. Now they are, because of the money that we've empowered them with by buying their products, et cetera, et cetera. Because all of us were fooled for a little while, some of us just not still. now they have a very strong, now they are running things, and we have to be very, very concerned. The fact that, you can take a look at true, real statistics that will point you in a very, anybody who is scientific, I am a trained scientist because I'm a nutritional biochemist and a licensed practitioner. But, if you take a look at this, in a very unbiased way even, now I'm biased because I've been studying these numbers for many, many years, so of course I see what's going on, and I'm very biased. They are exercising population control. But when you see that at the age of 65, when you go on public health care, at the age of 65, psychiatric drugs prescriptions skyrocket. Now, this is obviously the elderly, their systems don't detoxify as well, et cetera, et cetera. These drugs are killing our seniors off as quickly as 25. They're taking 25 years off of their life. You go into a senior's home, the first doctor that you're likely to see is a psychiatrist. They load you up, and it's never just one. It's always a few of these very, very toxic drugs. And because they're mostly, you know, not very active, these drugs pile up, and the toxicity, the potency of the toxicity extremely strong in their bodies. Their livers get sluggish. They can't handle it. And, of course, you know, this kills them very, very quickly. Now, you know, this gets them off the books. The Social Security is bankrupt a long time ago. Where they're getting the money now, I have no idea. I don't want to know. But and then, of course, you know, the children and the population control there. So this is all about, you know, the food companies sending the, you know, damaging people and with all the drugs and chemicals, et cetera, that they're putting in food and sending them right to the psychiatrist. They continue to drug them for profit with very, very toxic drugs. And then you're dead. And they're doing a very, very good job at it. By the way, you know, psychiatry, you know, death by psychiatric drugs, whether it be, you know, direct suicide, murder, some other violent crime, or the many, many, many diseases that they're known for, or just the side effects that they're known for, is the number one killer today. Because, you know, they're not connecting the dots, you know, when they create the statistics. They're not connecting the dots that psychiatric drugs are connected to liver disease, brain cancers, actually many different cancers. In fact, pancreatic cancer is a big one. Colon cancer, which is what my Uncle John passed away from. So they're not connecting the dots. These drugs are the number one killer today. Iatrogenic illness, meaning illness by treatment, Western medical treatment, is the number one killer in today. That was discovered by Gary Knowles, team of research scientists and doctors, and actually psychiatric drugging, psychiatry is at the very, very top of that iatrogenic illness list. So you have to see that, you know, when you look at all of this around you, you can see. And by the way, pesticides that are used on the food that you eat, if you're eating conventional foods, the pesticides used are the identical neurotoxic agents that were used in World War II to subdue the enemy's nervous system.
Hey, we're out of time, Janita. We're going to have to look forward to seeing you on the 13th, and I will be speaking for a short period of time there. So, anyway, God bless. Talk to you later.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
With the pressures and excitement of the holidays, the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increases. Practice moderation and common sense in celebrating the season at home or at parties, and especially behind the wheel on our roads or highways. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, and treatment and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver. Visit them online at www.rhctherapy.com or call them at 303-373-1188.
Thank you.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Geneva this morning. But, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand they're poisoning our people. And when you do understand that, so much of what's going on today is quite obvious. For instance, most people think that they have removed thimerosal from all vaccines that are given to children. No, they've left it in many vaccines that are given to children. It's just they've left it from the disease, the vaccines for the childhood diseases. The diseases are primarily for children, but it's the tetanus vaccine they get, the diphtheria and pertussis vaccine they get, because after all, adults can get diphtheria. And you would be amazed if you saw the list of the products that actually contain mercury today and full dose, toxic doses of mercury that are given to our children. So do not believe what you're told. You have to do the research yourself. If you want that list, we have it available through Radio Liberty. And of course, if you get any of our other products and just ask for the list of vaccines that contain mercury, we'll be glad to get it for you. So understand that certainly you get vaccines without mercury, but you have to specifically request them. If you don't request them, you'll get the full dose of mercury that'll poison your mind, your fertility, and your immune system. And that's why when so often after people, you know, will take the vaccines, why, first they'll come down immediately with something. They think they're getting the flu. They may get the flu, but it could be a cold. It could be some other disease, mycoplasma infection. 25% of the influenza is a mycoplasma infection. And why? Because when you take the flu shot, it lowers your immune response and protection. But they're not going to tell you that sort of thing. There's so much to know and so much to learn. That's why you need to get our 4-tape set on the swine flu vaccine. You need to get our 4-tape set on vaccine update 2009. This is why, of course, you need to get the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, because, of course, with that you get a free CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of research going into the fact that they know thimerosal is dangerous and they're intentionally poisoning the American people. You need to get a DVD at Dr. Russell Blaylock's talk on vaccines and brain development. And actually, of course, he has another talk on nutrition and behavior, and actually many people with psychiatric disease, and I'm talking about schizophrenia, will clear up and clear up completely on a proper diet that decreases criminal activity. We have a DVD by our good friend Dr. Lorraine Day, Turn on the Light, talking about depression and nutrition, and with proper nutrition, why the depressions clear up, and so do the postpartum depressions even in women after they've had children, so-called after-baby blues. Well, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, and then we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to getting a case of my books. Ordinarily, as you know, the Brotherhood of Darkness, my book sells for $12.95 a copy, but you can get, if you get 60 copies of pre-publication offer, you get 60 copies at $2.50 a copy, or $149.95 per case, plus, of course, the cost of shipping. Call now. We're almost halfway. That's our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Video Liberty, our mission, and our next until tomorrow.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Thank you.